I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Now, I love living in Indiana. I'm not going to hate on it. Now, to be honest, if I lived in Ohio, that would be hell. But I am a Michigan boy. I'm proud to say I'm from Michigan. But this story that I found for the dummy of the day disgusts me.
And it's from Michigan?
It is from northern Michigan, which counts. We have an upper and lower peninsula. Still, it's the same dang state. Someone in northern Michigan called 911 last week for an emergency. What was the emergency, you ask, that embarrasses me so much? There was a spider.
That is an emergency.
No, it is not, Alex. You cannot call 911 for a spider.
Liv and I would beg to differ.
I know.
100% Liv the web girl would be on the phone.
Honestly,
hello.
You guys should be proud of me for not calling 911 when I found that cockroach last week.
See?
I think 100% you should be able to call 911. Or there should be a separate emergency
line. Emergency, like bug line.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I know what it is. It's called Orkin. Call Orkin or any other pest control. They've got a phone number. They'll come right away.
Yeah, but I don't know if they can come 24/7.
Yeah.
What do you guys say? 911, what's your emergency?
Spider.
No, you scream.
Spider?
There's a spider in my house!
Okay, calm down, ma'am. I'm going to need...
I need more information. It's got about 8 legs. It's got some eyes. And it's got a web coming out of its butt.
And I'm about to have a heart attack, so...
Yeah.
Okay. I want to send an ambulance, too.
Well, I'll be right over there. We have to handle a shooting on this side of town first. Well, anyways, she called them. The spider's in the house. And they told her, just like I would tell you if I was a dispatcher, they said, listen, ma'am, Miss Clark... Miss Liv Karras, this is the improper use of 911. You're not supposed to call for this. So they could face charges for that, but they actually let her off. The funny thing is, cops went to the house to look for the freaking spider.
Wow.
Oh, that's so nice.
Did the cop kill it?
I wish. I would have been like, you know, show me the body cam of that. No.
Did he use his gun?
He did. He's like, don't move or I'll taser you. Taser. Deploy the taser. No, the spider got away before they could get there.
What happened was he took out his gun and then the spider...
Slowly took out his gun.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. So good luck with that one. I'm embarrassed, though, to be from Michigan after that. Let's go to Florida where everything bad happens. So Florida woman was arrested for drug possession, and she blamed the wind for blowing cocaine into her purse.
Well, you know, strong winds, it'll blow anything.
I hate when that happens.
That's why they call it blow, right?
I guess so. The woman was in a vehicle that was pulled over for swerving. When an officer approached, he immediately smelled some marijuana coming from the car. He then found a bag of pot and a bag of cocaine in her purse. She admitted, yeah, the pot's mine, but told the officer, it's a windy day. I mean, listen to the wind, officer. The cocaine must have flown through the window into my purse.
Oh, yeah, you know how it do.
She was charged possession of cocaine and possession of marijuana. And our final story today here on the Joe and Alex Show for your dummy of the day. 46-year-old woman named Jennifer from Washington got into a major argument with one of her male relatives. Jennifer was trying to take some of her stuff out of his house and yelling at him in front of his brother and his nephew. At one point, the guy said to her, Jennifer, you're putting on quite a show. And it's like, okay, yeah, we get it. Well, Jennifer said, you want to see a show? And then she took off her shirt and her bra, and she charged at him. I just imagine like something from like the water boy, like running at him, tackling him, and she went boobs first.
Oh, ow.
Now, he tried to dodge her, but man, she was good. She whacked him with her breasts. Wound up hitting him in the head. He fell into the wall. Then she, for whatever reason, rubbed her boobs on the guy's brother and nephew. Just kept on assaulting everybody. Come here.
Holy crap.
I want to show you. Yeah, then she went into the driveway, took down her pants, went number one for whatever reason.
Sure.
And she was arrested.
Well, she probably didn't have time for a bathroom break during all that boob slapping.
It could be. It's one of those, you know, fight or flight reactions. Like usually birds or animals, like if they're going to fly, they got to get rid of that stuff. She was arrested for assault and was due in court last week. But imagine this. She did not show up to court. So now there's a warrant out for her arrest. She's looking at a up to a year in jail and a $5,000 fine. So is that like $2,500 per boob?
I think it is.
Or something like that per whack. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.